as instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Once the pride and prejudice shall cease, when we are your instruments of peace. Where there is hatred, we will sow his love. Where there is injury, we will never judge. Where there is striving, we will speak his peace. To the people crying for release, we will be his instruments of peace. We will bear their grief. To the millions crying for release, we will be his instruments of peace. Lord, make us instruments. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Once the pride and prejudice shall cease, when we are your instruments of peace. Let's try once again. Lord, make us. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Once the pride and prejudice shall cease, when we are your instruments of peace. When we are your instruments of peace.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So as you might have guessed from everything, that today we're going to talk about peace. Amen?
Amen.
So as you know, that few weeks ago, we started a sermon series under the title, Blessed Are You. Blessed Are You. Thank you. And that passage is actually taken from book of Matthew chapter 5, from the verses 3 to 12. In that place, Jesus preaches his first sermon to his disciples. Now, this particular 8 sayings start with blessedness. Blessed are you, or happy are you. And today, we will talk about when Jesus says, blessed are you, when you're a peacemaker, for you will be called children of God. And as the scripture comes on the screen, let us all read together. Let us read together. Blessed are peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Let us read one more time. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. You know, why don't you tell to your neighbor that, hey neighbor, blessed are you when you make peace. Come on, tell to your neighbor. Blessed are you when you make peace, for you will be called children of God. This is a call of Jesus to his disciples. We are called as Christ followers to make peace, to become blessings to people around us. What a wonderful privilege, dear people of God, that God invites us this morning so that we can become his peacemaker. Now remember, the peace which Christ gives is not an ordinary peace. Amen?
Amen.
It is not an ordinary peace. Because of this peace, we have connection with God. Because of this peace, we have life in Christ. Because of this peace, we have such a wonderful life in God that we can live this life and we can become an example. We can become a source of blessings to other people. And so, dear people of God, this is not an ordinary peace we're talking about. Because scholars in the political world, they talk about two kinds of peace. One is called negative peace. And negative peace is an absence of war and conflict. When there is no fighting between two parties, when there is no fighting between two nations, when there is no fighting between two tribes, they call it a negative peace. Well, they are not fighting, things seem to be a little bit okay. But that doesn't mean that everything is fine. They are not just fighting. But the peace this morning, dear people of God, we're talking about is called positive peace. And it's not only the absence of fight and war, but presence of shalom. The word Hebrew is used, the word shalom, which means well-being of everyone in that particular society. It is the place, it is the peace where people live in joy and harmony. It is the peace and the place where people rejoice with one another. It is the place and the peace where people have a dreams and they can pursue their dreams. It is the place and the peace where people can live in harmony without any fear of violence. Amen?
Amen.
And dear people of God, this morning, Christ invites us to become the agent for this positive peace. Not only absence of war, not only absence of conflict, not only absence of misunderstanding, but the presence of holistic life. The presence where you and I and all the citizens can pursue their path. Live in harmony, live in joy, live in peace, live in prosperity, which comes from Christ. Now, as soon as you hear this, you might say like, hey, Pastor Rajiv, I was okay with the first negative peace. Maybe I could go and stop people from fighting. But what you're talking about, this is so grand, and I can't even think about how to pursue this. I don't know how can I become a peacemaker when the goals are so lofty, so high. And dear people of God, may I gently remind you this morning that we are becoming peacemakers not because of us, not because of our own wisdom, not because of our own strength, not because we are better than everybody else. We are doing it because it is a call of Christ for all of us. We are doing it with Christ's help, with God's help, because when God sends us to do something, God will make sure that we get all the resources, we get all the help which we need. And so don't be discouraged. You know, early Greeks, they found out there are 9 different types of personalities. And it's called Enneagram. And my personality type is number 9. Do you know what is number 9 stand for? Anna, what it stands for?
Peacemaker.
So my personality type officially is a peacemaker. And so some of you might say, hey Rajiv, you know what? God has blessed you with this particular personality. Why don't you do that job? I hear amen for that. Like, well, dear people of God, there's a good news and bad news. The good news is that not only those who are personality type peacemaker, they're supposed to do that. Not only political and religious leaders supposed to do that. This is a call of God to all of us because we all are children of God. We are all the disciples of Christ, and to go and make peace is our calling. And so you might ask me question that, okay, so what are some of the qualifications I should have to go and become a peacemaker? The first one, that you should experience peace in your life. Amen? Amen. It's like inside peace. Inside peace. In other words, you cannot give anything to anybody if you don't have that thing. How many of you know that simple sense? Common sense idea, right? If I want to give money to other people, I should have money. Otherwise, there is nothing I can give. And so, as we want to become a peacemaker, it is very imperative, dear people of God, this morning that you and I should have peace within ourselves. If we are not peaceful, if we don't have peace in our lives, if we are miserable and we go around trying to sell peace, nobody's going to buy it. And so this morning, let us experience God's peace within us. The scripture reminds us very often that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so anyone who would believe in that son would have an everlasting life and eternal peace with God. Amen? And that peace is not for a day, not for a week, not for a month, but for eternity. And that peace comes from our God. We, this morning, have to just take it, accept it, and make that peace our peace. As soon as we receive this grace, which comes from God to everyone who is willing to receive, they will have peace with God. They will have peace with one another. They will become a peaceful agent. If you and I have not experienced that peace in our own lives, dear people of God, nobody's going to buy it. Think about this morning. If I say that, hey guys, I have an oil, and that oil is for the people, semi-bold people like me. If you, as soon as you put that oil on your hairs are going to grow again. And most of you would say, like, Pastor Raju, that sounds a great idea. Why don't you use for yourself first? Because if I don't use it for myself first, and if you don't see actually happening anything, nobody gonna dare to buy that oil from me. And so many times, we are trying to sell the stuff which doesn't work for ourselves. And so, dear people of God, if you want to become a peacemaker, as the disciples of Christ, the first of all, let us experience that peace within us. It is a God's gift to us. The second one, let us exercise that peace. Let us use this peace. In other words, not only this peace is for ourselves, but wherever God may bring us, let us use that peace. Experience peace, exercise that peace. We live in the world which is constantly fighting with one another. We go and work at the places where we see conflict all the time. We live in the surrounding where we see misunderstanding, conflict and problems and fighting everywhere, including our Facebooks. How? As a disciples of Christ, God wants us to be peacemaker. Number one, let us get our daily dose of peace every morning. Amen?
Amen.
Now think about this. If I come and tell you that, guess what, guys? You don't have to breathe every minute and every day. You can breathe once in your month and that should be enough for the whole time. Will that work for you?
No.
Maybe none of us it will work for, right? We need constantly fresh and healthy air to breathe. If we don't have that, we put our physical body in a jeopardy. And same way, dear people of God, we constantly and every day enough dose of God's peace. We badly need those peace in our lives. We do need peace constantly in our life. And the best time to get it is early morning when you wake up, you open your scripture, you spend time with God in prayer, and get that quiet time with God and get that peace from God. Amen?
Amen.
And once you have it enough, you are ready to pass it to other people. Second thing, be open to hear the voice of God. Open your eyes, spiritualize your understanding and see that where you see conflict, you see where there is a misunderstanding, you see where you can actually step in as a child of Christ and bring healing and peace into those places. You see your co-workers fighting. Maybe gently get involved. Maybe sometimes you just have to be a listener. Maybe sometimes you have to be a prayerful person. Maybe sometimes you have to be a counselor. Sometimes you might have to be a guide. But dear people of God, when you look into this opportunity, be open to step into those roles. I know some of you would say, like, Rajiv, but only trained people can do that. I'm not trained enough. I don't have a wisdom enough. I don't have an experience enough. And that's why, dear people of God, we have Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
In the book of Acts, it says, when you don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will put words in your mouth. Holy Spirit will be our guide. Holy Spirit will help us, dear people of God, to be peacemaker. Look for those opportunities where you can become a peacemaker. Constantly look for those opportunities. Hear the still voice. Yesterday I was listening a sermon by somebody, and Eva was sitting next to me, and we started to talk about that preacher was talking about still voice or that silent voice. And she said, Dad, I don't know what is that silent voice. I don't know. I've never experienced that in my life. And I said, Eva, it's basically that when you feel like doing something and when you know it is right thing to do in your heart, that's the still voice. You're supposed to do it. And guess what? She collected the DCs. She did the DCs. She did the whole thing yesterday. Amen? It was such a big revelation for her. Wow, is it as simple as just doing the right thing when I know this is the thing I'm supposed to do? Yes, Eva, that is as simple as that. And dear people of God, that how often you and I hear that still small voice. And what do we do with that? Like Eva, do we just start collecting socks from the floor? Do we just start collecting dishes from the table and start doing the dishes? Because knowing the fact that this is the right thing to do, maybe Sonia is not going to help me. It's going to be so annoying that I'm the one only is going to do it. But guess what? This is the still, small voice I hear from the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to obey it, whether people like it or not, whether people will join me or not. But this is the peacemaker's job, and we're going to get involved. Amen? exercise peace. And the last one is export that peace. Experience peace, exercise peace, and export that peace. There are billions of people around the world. They are waiting to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. There are billions of people around the world constantly lives in turmoil and in tension and fear of violence. How can we help them from here? Let us pray for them. Let us read newspaper. Let us constantly think and pray and support, write letters. Any way we can reach far away, help as much as possible. Around 100 years ago, some Irish Presbyterian missionaries from Ireland came to India to my great-great-grandparents' village. They came with this gospel to India. Now, it was a huge deal for them because my great-great-grandparents, they were outcasts. They were untouchables. They were nobody because in the place, in the family they were born into, and they were not even worthy enough to read the scripture. They were not even worthy enough to learn how to read. They were constantly thrown outside for literally thousands of years before these missionaries came. And when these young missionaries came, they told about Jesus Christ. They told that God doesn't hate you, like your scripture might say, that God doesn't hate you. God is not there to only punish you. God is not here to go constantly after you and find faults in you so that eventually God will punish you according to your fault. No. The God of the Bible is God of love. And that God loves you so much that God gave his only begotten son. So anybody who would accept this grace of God will find connection with God. For us, dear people of God, we have heard it so many times, it doesn't even make any more difference to us. But for those individuals hundreds of years ago, in India, in the village, outcasts, considered nobody, for them, this was the best message they've ever heard. Really? Are you telling me that I can actually go to the church? Really? Are you telling me that I can actually open the Bible and read? Are you really telling me that God loves me? Are you telling me that actually I have a connection with God? I can have a constant relationship with God? I can daily talk with God? Are you sure? Yes. Yes, you can do that. What a wonderful blessing, dear people of God. They said yes to that gospel. They made peace with God on that day. And that's why I stand here after hundreds of years. There are billions of people in the world ready to hear this good news, want to be reconciled with God, want to be reconciled with one another. They not need to hear the fact that they don't have to fight with one another because the different ways of looking, the different ways of thinking, they just need to accept one another as God's children and they can live in peace and harmony. And dear people of God, there are so many young people who make that difficult choice and decisions to go from this luxurious place and become an agent of peace. We have here Chando Sanim, if you can please stand up. Let's. When are you going to Tanzania? October. In 2 months, she is going to Tanzania to become a peacemaker. Amen?
Amen.
To bring healing and justice and righteousness and good news of Jesus. We just heard it like, oh, some people are doing it in faraway land. We have somebody right here among us who is ready and willing to sacrifice his her luxurious life and eventually go in the far off land to become a peacemaker. Dear people of God, as a church, we are committed to become a peacemaker. Amen. And that is the reason why almost like a year ago, we hosted Common Ground speaker series where we invited people from different religious faith to come and talk about their experience, their understanding, even though we know that there are areas of differences within us, theologically and otherwise, but there are so many areas of common, we can say, yes, we can live in peace and harmony. We can understand one another. From next Sunday onwards, we're having another sermon series titled, How to Become a Neighbor. We will talk about how to become a neighbor to our non-Christian brothers and sisters, how to become a neighbor to our immigrants' families here in this area, how to become a neighbor to our LGBTQ community, how to become a neighbor to the people with the different political views. Yes, we might not agree with them in everything. We don't have to agree with them everything. But as we have this conversation, I pray, dear people of God, that Holy Spirit will speak to us individually. And we might have peace within ourselves. We might have that expression of peace to the place where God has placed us. Because our prayer is, Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Walls of pride and prejudice shall cease when we are your instrument of peace. Let us close our eyes and pray. Loving God, we come here this morning into your gracious, kind, compassionate, and above all, peaceful presence. Help us to experience your peace in our lives. Help us to exercise your peace in our surrounding. And help us to export your peace in faraway lands, faraway places. And people who go from us as your agent of peace, help us to pray for them. Help us to support them. Help us to support churches, agencies, nonprofits, individuals who work in a faraway land, in a difficult and dangerous places, so that even though we might be here, the peace which you give to us, it might go faraway land. It is because of those individuals, those who sacrifice, young people sacrifice, we are here this morning. Our parents, our great-great-grandparents, heard this wonderful gospel from somebody else, and they said yes to that gospel, and because of that we are here. Help us as Good Samaritan Church to be that outgoing community, not only be happy within us, not only sing songs for ourselves, not only pray for ourselves, not only think about ourselves, but people who think outside the box. People think beyond us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.